The Megillah, Megillas Esther, comes and tells us in the third chapter, in Pasuk Ches, Vayomer Haman Lamelech Achashverosh. Haman says to King Achashverosh, Yeshnu Am Echad Mefuzar Mefura. There is an Am Echad, there is a singular nation that is Mefurad Umefurad. They are scattered and they're dispersed, they're fragmented, Bein Ho'amim. And this was Haman's way of trying to convince, cajole Achashverosh to ultimately destroy, annihilate, and to ultimately rid the world of any trace of Jew. Though the Mefarshim come and ask that it seems that the statement of Haman is actually a stira, meaning a contradiction. On one hand, he's referring to them as a Am Echad, as a singular nation, which seems to imply that we are a united nation. We are an Am Echad. And then immediately after coming and referring to the Jewish people as an Am Echad, he refers to us as a Mefuzar Umefurad, that we are a scattered and fragmented nation. Well, which one is it? Are we an Am Echad, or are we a Mefuzar and a Mefurad? And that is our first question. How do we come and reconcile the disparate ways that seemingly Haman is referring to us as? Are we an Am Echad, or are we a Mefuzar u Mefurad? And that is our first question. Rashi, in the beginning of this week's parsha, comes and he tells us based upon the opening pasuk of Ele Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus. These are the Pekudei HaMishkan, the accountings of the Mishkan HaEdus. And Rashi is bothered, why are we referring to the Mishkan twice? Ele Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus. Just say, these are the Pekudei HaMishkan, Asher Pukar Al Pi Moshe Avodas HaLeviim, B'yad Yisomar Ben Aaron HaKohen. Why is it necessary to refer to the Mishkan not once? Ela Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus. Especially when we know that every word in the Torah is precise, is exact, is not extraneous, there is no unnecessary word. Why is it that there is HaMishkan, Mishkan? So comes along Rashi, he bavorns, he anticipates this question, and he tells us that Shnei Pamim, the word is stated not once but twice. Remez la Migdash, it's an allusion, it's a hint to the Beis Hamigdash Shenish Mashkein Bishnei Chorbanin, which was taken as a mashkon, as collateral in its two destructions, Al Avonoseim Shel Yisrael, over the sins of Klal Yisrael. Meaning to say that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have destroyed the Jewish people, but we had the Beis HaMikdash. And the Beis HaMikdash acted as a mashkon. So the Mishkan is a mashkon, that there was not one mashkon, but two mashkon, that the Beis HaMikdash was used as collateral in its two destructions for the sins of Bnei Yisrael. It's a very interesting idea, and it sounds very nice, but it seems a little odd that this is the place at the time when the Mishkan was ready to be consecrated, it was ready to be dedicated, it was essentially finished. Again, it had a little bit more time for it to be used, but this was a time that there was a Simchas Libo, the Chanukas HaMishkan. It was the time that the Hashras HaShchina was ready to be felt. After all, V'asu li Migdash V'shachanti B'socham. Klal Yisrael made the Mishkan in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can dwell in it. So why are we reminding ourselves or alluding to something that's going to happen many generations later, the fact that the two Batei Mikdash were destroyed. Does that really need to be spoken about now? Is now the time to bring up the eventual destruction of not one Beis HaMikdash, but two? This is a very, very happy time for the Jewish people. This is a time that now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reside in this beautiful, beautiful structure, a place that is kulo kadosh, that's totally, totally holy. And now, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus, to remind us of the Mashkon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had used as collateral to repay our debts. The fact that the two Batei Mikdash were destroyed. It's a very peculiar time to remind us of the destruction of the not one but two Batei Mikdash. And that is our second question. And our third and final question is very interesting, just parlaying off this past question, and that is the Svarna HaKadosh comes and he explains the reason that the Beis HaMikdash, the first and the second, were ultimately destroyed at the hands of our enemies, unlike the Mishkan that remains and endures forever. It was never destroyed, never did a Gentile nation ever overtake the Mishkan and ultimately destroy it or take it as their own. Rather, Chazal tells us it's nignazu, it's nignaz, it's hidden, it's concealed. So the Svarna comes and explains what was it about the Mishkan that had this elusive power that no one could ever grab onto the Mishkan, unlike the Beis HaMikdash. So it's a very, very interesting idea that he says. First off, he says it's the Mishkan HaEdos. It's the fact that the Luchos are the Edos, are the testimony of the Jewish people. It was Pakad Al Pi Moshe. It was done. It was accounted for by Moshe. It was the Avodas HaLeviim B'Yadi Samar. Right? It was the work of the Leviim. And such lofty people, or Betzal ben Uri ben Chor Lamate Yehuda, he's the one who made it. So he was the head of the craftsman of this Melechas HaMishkan and its Kalim. And therefore it was Meyuchas for generations. It had tremendous credibility by the people that were involved in it, and therefore it remains and it endures forever. That's essentially the explanation of the Sforno. Though I want to come and offer a very, very simple reason as to why the Beis HaMikdash or as to why the Mishkan is everlasting. And we know that Rashi comes and explains to us why is it referred to as the Mishkan HaEdos. So Rashi comes and says, not that it's the Edos referring to the Luchos HaEdos, but rather he comes and he says, it's Edos LiYisrael. It's an Edos, it's a witness, it's a testimony for Bnei Yisrael. Sheviter lohem HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Maiso HaEgel. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was Mevater. He overlooked the Maisa, the incident of the Egel HaZav, or the golden calf. Sharei Hishra Shechinaso Bneim. That he rested his Shechina among them in the Mishkan. In other words, when Klal Yisrael had sinned by the golden calf, it was a terrible, egregious act. They had just witnessed the most incredible miracles. They had seen and heard and felt Kriyas Yamsuf and Yisias Mitzrayim and the 10 plagues and Har Sinai. They were exposed on a daily basis to such great Torah leaders, Lo kum kemoshe Moshe Rabbeinu. There was no reason for them to come and want to build Avodah Zarah, to come and bow down to anything other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo u'ba'atzmo. And yet they failed. And then Klal Yisrael had come and they had come so far down that they had once again reverted back to the state of Adam HaRishon, of after the chait of Adam HaRishon. But then Moshe Rabbeinu davened on behalf of Klal Yisrael. He davened for them. And he went back up to Har Sinai and he davened and he davened and he davened until finally HaKadosh Baruch Hu had agreed to forgive the Jewish people. And already, Mimacharas Yom Kippur, the day after, Moshe Rabbeinu had already been commanded, and then he commanded the craftsmen and the people to already donate for the Hakamas HaMishkan, for the building of the Mishkan. The Mishkan was a response to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's displeasure for the Chet HaEgel. It was a response, it was an edus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mevater. The Chet HaEgel is a zikaron. Just as Neros Chanukah is a zikaron to the nace that had happened in the times of the Syrian Greeks, and the Megillah is the zikaron of the miracle that had happened in the time of Purim, and the matzah is a zikaron to Klal Yisrael leaving Bibhilinu Yotzanu Mitzrayim, leaving in a haste. There was no time for the bread, the dough to rise. The Mishkan is a zikaron, is a reminder, is a remembrance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives Klal Yisrael after an egregious act. It's a reminder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to move on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hold any grudges. And even if Klal Yisrael had perpetrated against God the most disgusting, horrible act, Vayichal Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu davens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel his tshuva, solachti kidvarecha, I forgive you based upon your words, and now v'yichu li truma, take for me truma, me'ez kol isha she'yivene libo, in order v'shachanti b'socham, that I will dwell among you. It was an edus li Yisrael, shevitur lehem HaKadosh Baruch al ma'aseh ha'egel. It's forever a zikaron. How is it possible that the Mishkan, which is the living embodiment and the testimony, it's the witness, it's the zikaron that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives Klal Yisrael, regardless of what they've done, how is it possible that that could be destroyed? It's a living monument. As the Ramban says, Aaron HaKohen, he was put at ease that him and his Shevet weren't involved in the dedication, in the inauguration of the Mishkan. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to give you the menorah. And the Ramban says that your Shevet's going to have the menorah forever as a living embodiment of the miracle of Hanukkah. Don't be depressed that you're not involved in bringing a carbon. The menorah is enduring, the menorah is everlasting. And so too is the Mishkan. The Mishkan is a living embodiment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always forgive the Jewish people. How could it be destroyed? If you destroy the Mishkan, perhaps one might come and think, tshuva is impossible. Yesterday I was a meshukat, today I can't be an ov. I can't be loved by Hashem. I can't be a nechmad or a non. I can't be kind. I can't be a beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which is why the Mishkan endures and remains forever. And that is precisely the reason, I believe, that at the time of the Mishkan, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash is brought up. Because the Mishkan is the embodiment of God's forgiveness to the Jewish people. And in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael was involved in Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayas, and Shvichas Damim. How could a person be forgiven for Avodah Zarah? It's not true. The Mishkan teaches us that. Second, Beis HaMikdash, we were learning Torah, we were involved in mitzvos, Why was it destroyed? Sinas chinam. What about the mitzvah of ahavta l'reicha kamocha? Beis HaMikdash is now destroyed. How can we ever recover from that? Is there a tshuva? Yes, there is. The Mishkan embodies is a living edus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always forgive the Jewish people. We are an eternal people. Regardless of what we're doing at any given time, the Mishkan embodies the spirit of Klal Yisrael. We remain and endure and we survive regardless of what's going on. Our core is that we are Am Yisrael Chai. We are the Am HaNifchar. We are forever intertwined with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah, and Klal Yisrael Chai. We're one. And that is precisely why it is that the two Batei Mikdash are mentioned at a time when we're dedicating the Mishkan. Because that is our chiyus. It's not a downer, it's mechazek us. That even when the Batei Mikdash are going to be destroyed, Klal Yisrael will always be. We will always have the ability to do tshuva. Because ultimately, the Eidus, the Mishkan, shows that even in the times of the devastating act of the Chet HaEgel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to accept us, to hear the tefillos of Moshe Rabbeinu, and even when they wanted to come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to come and destroy us, it would never happen. It would never, ever happen. Because we are eternal. Our essence is that we are an eternal people, and the Mishkan is an edus to that. And that's how we understand. On one hand, you have Am Echad. On one hand, Haman comes and he refers to us as an Am Echad, but on the other hand, he refers to us as a Mefuzar Mefurad. Seems to be that they're a contradiction one to another. And the answer is that it's not a contradiction. Because who we are inherently is we are an eternal nation who is forever in Am Echad. Our mahus, our essence, is that we are a single nation. We are the children of one person, of Yisrael, of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, of Yisrael. We are Bnei Yisrael. And even if we sin, and even if we're splintered, and even if we don't get along, and there are times that we are fragmented, it doesn't change our essence. It doesn't change who we are as a people. You see, the Gentile nations, the Torah tells us in Parshas Bishalach, Uparo Hikriv, and Paro approached Vayisu Bnei Yisrael Zeneam, and they lifted up their eyes, Bnei Mitzrayim, and the Egyptians Noseach Aream. They were chasing after them. And Rashi comes and tells us it was Belev Echad Ki Ish Echad. It was Belev Echad with one heart like one person. We are Ish Echad, Belev Echad. Their essence was they are not one people. They had one agenda to destroy the Jewish people. So they became one. Belev Echad was one agenda. It was Ki'ish Echad, almost like a person. No. We are Ish Echad Belev Echad. We are one person. Our identity is that we are forever in Am Echad. So even if in the times of Haman we were Mefuzar u'mefurad. We were scattered and fragmented. But our mahus, our essence, is that we are an ish echad. That is our eternal state. So even if we sin in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan HaEdos is a living embodiment that we are forever eternal. And even if there are times that we are fragmented and splintered, we are still in Am Echad. We are an eternally united people. That is our essence. That is who we are. The essence of the Jewish people is not defined what's happening at that moment. At that moment, we are Mefuzar or Mefurad. But unlike the Egyptians that was Belev Echad, Kish Echad, we are an Am Echad eternally. That is our essence. And at times we are Mefuzar or Mefurad. Klal Yisrael forever is eternal. We forever endure, we forever survive. And even in times of galus or times of destruction, the Mishkan HaEdos is our eternal essence. Just as the Mishkan endures and survives and has a kiyum, it might be hidden, it might not be shayach for us now, but that is who we are. We are the Mishkan HaEdos. And we are in Am Echad. Albeit we might be Mefuzar or Mefurad at any given time. Kadosh Baruch Hu forever loves us. He forever has compassion for us. And it's not a contradiction to what we're seeing nowadays. It's possible to live in what we appear to look at contradiction is actually not at all. God is, His mahus is, He is a compassionate being. He is a compassionate God. He is a God of the 13 attributes of Rachamim. Well, if He's a God of compassion, then why do we see what we see today, which seems to be a lack of compassion? The answer is that obviously there are different times that warrant certain responses. We're not perfect. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to give us a wake-up call. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mahus, His essence, who He is He is a God of compassion. He is a God of kindness. And even if it doesn't manifest itself now, that's only because of who we are, what our spiritual state is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to teach us, trying to guide us, trying to prod us to ultimately bring the Mashiach. Sometimes we sleep and we're not going to do it on our own. So He has to light something under us that would inspire us to reach even greater heights. But that shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu's compassion. That is who He is. Not a contradiction to talk about the Charban HaBayis while we're focusing on the Mishkan HaEdos. And it's not a contradiction to refer to the Jewish people as an Am Mefuzar u'Mefurad, while also referring to them as Yeshnu Am Echad. There is a singular, seemingly united nation. And it's not a contradiction to refer to God as a compassionate one, in spite of what we see in the world that we live in. That is God's essence, is He is a God of compassion. And even if we witness things that don't seem to show any compassion, that's not an indictment on God in as much as it is an indictment upon us. And Mirza Hashem, it should be, the bracha should be, that we should just be in Am Echad. We should just have connections to the Mishkan HaEdos without having to focus on the Charban. We should only know HaKadosh Baruch Hu's attributes of compassion and never see any type of lack of compassion. And Mirtz Hashem, we should be Zoche to build a third and bias and everlasting Beis HaMikdash similar to the Mishkan HaEdos, which would be the ultimate Zikaron of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's everlasting love for His eternal people. Have a good night. Thank you so much.